This podcast is produced and distributed by Biz Radio Asheville. To receive the free Biz Radio app, just text the word Asheville to 36260. That's Asheville to 36260. With the app, you can easily enjoy this program and other local programming podcasts on demand.
I'm Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and this is In Business with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Today with me is Jasmine Whitmore. Jasmine is the founder and manager of two successful Black women-owned businesses in Asheville, including More to Love, the only plus-size consignment shop in Asheville and the region. I brought Jasmine here today to talk about her experience in becoming an entrepreneur and what it means to work with a team of people to become successful. But first, Jasmine, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Joanna. It's my pleasure.
It's been such a exciting journey to watch our friendship. I don't even know if we could put a timestamp, but over, what, 6-7 years, we've at least known each other, right?
Yeah. Pretty much since I moved to Asheville, and that was late December 2012. So yeah, wow. It's been a while.
That's exciting. And you know, when we first met, we were much more our event guru selves and bouncing from festival to festival and sort of, you know, in the gig economy. But really now, as your bio said, you are a successful Black women-owned business owner of two businesses. So let's just talk about what that journey looks like and just let our audience know.
Well, you know, it's so difficult to compress what has been such a wild and long journey down to the cliff notes. But, you know, I can't say that I ever really had a plan to do this. You know, I at some point in my life was actually disabled. And I really just wanted to get off of disability and stand on my own 2 feet and work with my health issues and find something that I could do. And, you know, that long path got me doing hair, and I love doing hair. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was downtown for an outfit, and I had a $200 budget, and I spent 5 hours downtown with a $200 budget. And what had started out just the best day celebrating working for myself, and it just turned into this like stressful, and I felt, I'm like, oh God, stores are gonna start closing soon. Yeah. Like, you know, it became this race, and I did eventually find one dress that was marked down to $85 from $200. And I realized, I said, you know, this is not just my own experience.
Right.
This is a collective experience that everybody over what's considered a small size is having. Mm-hmm. And I generally in life, I know it's not always possible, but I try really hard to not ever spend time complaining about things I'm not prepared to try to do something to help. And so I found myself complaining to my sister, and I was like, well, I've been complaining about this for like an hour. And I was like, you know, I guess I could just do a consignment shop. Yeah. and More to Love Plus Size Consignment was born. I came up with the name the next day, and we actually celebrated our 1 year anniversary a month before the big shutdown.
Wow. Happy anniversary to you, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it's coming up on 2 years, actually. And it's such a weird milestone because, you know, for our first anniversary, we did this big party and had cupcakes and champagne. And this one, you know, it's going to be a quiet one, but it's still really important. And still, we're very, very proud that we've made it through all of this in our first 2 years and are continuing to be here with our doors open.
I mean, yeah, I think that's so important. And what I really heard just in that, you know, brief synopsis was you making sure that you did the interpersonal work first, right? When our bodies aren't functioning well, when our minds aren't operating effectively, we have to address those basic needs so that you can be free to accept the creative ideas as they come. And I love how you are almost the quintessential entrepreneur at this point, right? Where you saw the need and you wanted to fill it. But by every other means, you are the, you know, not standard. And that's really exciting too. So let's just talk a little bit more about what More to Love has had to do this last year in this really unique time, and how you have had to pivot, and maybe talk about starting to work with some support teams and some systems. Cause I know that that's something that's really helped you through, and it's something you and I have been able to do a little bit together as well.
Yeah, I've started to get coaching through Mountain BizWorks and the Western Women's Business Center. And as far as resources and ideas and just having experienced people who really have your back has been super awesome. And I wish I would have taken advantage of these services sooner. Because that is, for me at least, the scariest part of running my own business is the business part.
Right.
like running it, having an idea and doing the work that you were passionate about in the first place is easy. Mm-hmm. But the meat and bones and how the business works and promotion and you know, what colors you should use and how you should file your taxes, those are all really big, important questions. And I'm just very grateful for the support that I've had, you know, and yeah, I think COVID is kind of like a entrepreneurial boot camp.
Gauntlet, shall we say?
yeah. I think gauntlet is better. But I try to tell myself when I get really, really stressed, because it is an extremely stressful time period right now, that if I can make it through this, all of the regular scary business problems that you face all the time will seem so much more doable.
Yeah.
Than they ever have in the past. And I thought that's gonna feel really nice to get through this and have learned all this experience.
And it's again, it's teaching you that resiliency, which is so mm-hmm. valuable in entrepreneurialism, and the ability to pivot, you know. I mean, sometimes in my marketing classes, I'll talk about certain businesses, you know, Sears was like the end all be all business forever. And now they're, you know, obsolete because they just chose not to pivot and they chose not to really see the new times. And so in that, for me, I want to kind of dive more into why the name More to Love. Like, what's the philosophy behind this? You and I are both plus size women. You know, we've always struggled in that environment to find things that make us feel good and feel flattered and excited for our beings and our bodies. And that's tough personally and professionally. So I really want to hear your perspective on this piece of it.
Well, and so I'm one of those people, I'm not necessarily always aware of my thought process. The name, it almost appeared instantly. Like there were no other names that popped up. I sat down and I was like, I need a name that says what it is, but also is as far away from asking curvy women to apologize as possible. I didn't mm-hmm. want it to be like, oh, so you're big, here, come get these fashion things that no one cares about. Mm-hmm. I wanted to embrace curvy women, not just include them. And I thought that More to Love said that in a really powerful way. And then my logo is actually based off of a picture of my best friend who passed away many years ago, because one of her nicknames was the Amazon. She was 6 foot tall and she was absolutely, you know, put the curve in curvy. And I wanted a way to remember her and also inspire that feeling of confidence that she so often had. Of just being who she was and having her own style. And if she couldn't find it, she'd make it. And I just wanted to really put that in the bedrock of the experience of my business.
Oh, thank you. I literally have just goosebumps all over. I hope other people really just hear how empowering that is. And one of the pieces that I love about working with you, and you and I don't even work together that often. We're more friends, but every now and then, you know, when you need support, you come to me with these intuitive brand ideas. Like everything you were just talking about was branding, and you didn't have to understand the psychology as to why people would receive this way. You could just really think about the essence of the business and then come to the expert. And one of the few things we'd worked on was you were putting a lot of graphics out and really trying to get, you know, your business out there socially. And so one of the things that I really heard you say out of that conversation is that branding can be exceedingly intuitive. It doesn't have to be, I understand the psychology pieces of why people think, why people buy. You really sat and decided the essence of the business, and then you reach out to the expert. And one of the things that I've really loved watching you with is taking these tiny tweaks, right? I've mentioned putting drop shadows and making sure the words are really legible, and you just have taken that and run. And what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago, you sent me an image and I was like, I have no feedback. And it was just so exciting and so wonderful to watch that, really. And now you can take that and run. So I just love that process so much.
Thank you. You know, I really do pride myself in being a fast learner and not being afraid to ask for help. It's hard.
Right.
It's really hard, but especially when you have such amazing creative people around you, it's almost a disservice to them to not let them do what they do best. And so, you know, that's how we support our own communities, is knowing when to be taught and knowing when to outsource.
And I want to hit back too on one of the things you said was you wish you would have reached out to those resources sooner. I just want, the reason that this show is focused on creatives is for that exact conversation, right? I'm not sure you would have decided to use some of those resources if you didn't know me, if we didn't have a personal relationship that I could explain, you can access these and you are welcome to the table. And so I just want to hear loud and clear for any artist, person of color, anyone who's disabled, anybody on the spectrum who needs that support, these resources are here for you. And if it doesn't make sense, we can teach you. It's okay. I've had many people cry while filling out the applications to Mountain BizWorks for coaching, because it's a process and it's not easy, like you said, to ask for help. So I just wanted to make sure that I really praised you for getting that help and just encourage anybody who's scared to take that step.
Thank you. And one thing I would say too, to anybody who's thinking about reaching out, the biggest, I had two main obstacles that really kind of prevented me from getting taking advantage of this help. And the first one was that I don't drive. So it just seemed like a really big fuss. And right now, most of the coaching is virtual. So if it's just a mobility thing or not being able to squeeze in the commute thing, now is a great time to reach out. And then the other thing was just the time commitment. I was really worried that I would get into this course that had all of these requirements that I'd have to really find a lot of time. But I was extremely pleasantly surprised that when I asked my coach, hey, can we take a 2-3 week break? They didn't chide me or anything like that. They were just like, yeah, okay, cool. We'll pick back up later. So it really is kind of an at your pace sort of thing. And that's why I was able to continue with it.
And that's such a good point too, because I think a lot of times people think of Mountain BizWorks, Western Women's Business Center, some of these organizations as it's a 6-week course and you have to go through this whole process. But you know, we, from the institutional perspective, understand that's not how everyone learns. And especially those creative entrepreneurs, especially those ones who didn't go to school thinking they were going to be business owners. You guys, we all need to have the freedom to say, hey, I want to start with marketing because that's what I'm excited about. And I know I need finance, but I'm not ready for that. And that, again, you're not chastised or told you're wrong or, you know, and so I love hearing you say that. It makes me really happy to work for the organizations I do.
Yeah, I've told at least two people that I think somehow you should have your own app, because you are so supportive and have so many resources and are just so driven to help other people's drive to thrive, that I am really, really grateful to have you on my team.
Oh my gosh, I am cheese grinning. And in fact, part of what what made that so special is I haven't really been able to unpack a lot of what 2021 is going to look like for me and my businesses, but I actually just LLC'd, registered the next leg of my business and I'm really focusing on things. And at some point I do hope to have sort of a networking production company website of sorts, because yeah, I want people to know they can come to me as an artist and creative and you will only get the resources you need that you can afford. And if you can't, you know, get support in those ways, then you can call me and have a meeting. So, wow. Thank you. It's not about me today, but.
Well, you know, it can be a little bit, and okay. I am grateful to you. And, you know, especially during this time where I think everybody, but especially business owners, have contemplated the destruction of their business many times. And, you know, do we give up here? Do we try something new? You know, that's, you know, why I launched the online More to Love plus size consignment shop, you know, because we have to figure out how to survive and how to not, you know, especially businesses of color are chronically underfunded.
Right.
You know, and so I started my business on $1,000 loan from my then boyfriend. So we've never had real what would be considered flush bank accounts. We've never had a relationship with a bank that can just plug in $100,000 loan for us. So businesses of color and fledgling businesses are so at risk because we have no cushion.
Right. You know, and like you said, we don't know where to go to, and the places you do go have historically not always included those conversations.
Exactly. I tell people every cent I have ever made and then some is sunk into my business. So it makes every decision so incredibly important, you know. And so, yeah, even though I never wanted an online store, you know, we did it.
Right.
We did it, and it's there, and it's growing. Right now, we have about 400 items listed online.
I can't wait to go shopping.
It's so good, and we're it. I've been telling people it takes about 20 minutes a listing.
Yeah.
From start to finish, and without repeats, it is really, really time consuming to get anything close to our actual inventory. Our inventory in shop has 7,000 items, all in a size 12 and up.
Wow.
So it seems real small comparatively, but we try to add at least 50 new items every week. The collections are really easy to find. It's all done by size ranges. So you just find your catalog and scroll on by. And then, of course, right now, if anybody is interested, we're doing a promo code. If you just type in welcome15 at your checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. And we do always free shipping on any order over $40 or more.
I mean, and just to be able to take this business from this tiny idea and a personal need to being able to put as much as you do online right now, it's just exciting to think about where you're going to be in a year from now and 2 years from now. And one of the things we haven't even delved into, we probably won't have much time to, but is the fashion industry and how, you know, destructive that can be too, and how consignment is really important to our world and our economy. And so it's really useful that you are finding this really important niche to support individuals and industries.
Well, you know, I'm always down for a two-part interview.
Yes.
And so not only is consignment great for the, you know, one person's budget, you know, say I shop at a consignment shop, I'm saving money, but I'm doing a lot more than that if you step back and you really think about it. Because when you go into a consignment shop, you're supporting one local business with that purchase. But then that consignment shop also supports other people by actually paying for our clothes on, like, you know, thrift shops and stuff like that. We're really keeping that dollar in our community circling around again and again and again where it does the most benefit by, you know, providing extra income and supplemental income and stuff like that, as well as we do support several nonprofits with clothing donations. And of course, the environment thanks us because reduce, reuse, recycle, consignment's a great way to do that.
And just, you're so amazing. And you and I are very much creative and also pragmatic, right? It's got to be as good for me and as everybody else as possible.
Yeah. I tell people we're a for-profit with a heart. And that's not really hard to do if you decide that you're going to do it from the beginning.
And the trending of small businesses in particular is going that way. You know, a business who cares less about the environment isn't going to thrive as well in our society nowadays. You know, it really just isn't. And so that's exciting. There's that concept, right? Think globally, act locally. Recently, I've been reading some information on sort of like flipping that on its head and really thinking locally and then acting globally. And that concept of what you just said, right? You are thinking locally. You are making sure that dollar's staying in, but then fundamentally that global industry impact is changing because of you really thinking locally and really investing in that place right here. So
yeah, I hope to. We thought we were going to do it this year, but I would really like next year to be able to actually start like a clothing scholarship where people would nominate someone going to school, getting a new job, or just having life changes and be able to offer them, you know, like an actual new wardrobe sponsored by us. Cause that's that, you know, you talked earlier about the branding and things like that. And what I did to decide the way I wanted my business to feel is I really just thought about everything I've always hated about shopping as a curvy person and did the opposite.
Yep. Honestly, you know? Every good business does nowadays. And in my opinion, that's the period, the end for this interview. And we will certainly make sure we have you back to unpack so much more of that. Thank you so much for being here, Jasmine. Can you kind of let the listeners know where they can find you, where they can go check out this More to Love online store?
Absolutely. You can shop our face on Facebook at More to Love Plus Size Consignment. You can also go directly to our website at moretoloveasheville.com. Click on the shop button and use code WELCOME15 for 15% off your first purchase.
You are so amazing. Thanks for being here. We'll talk more soon on air and off.
Always. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Yeah. And as always, I'm Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and this is In Business with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect with me by downloading the Biz Radio app, by texting Asheville to 36260, or on Instagram at jph.creative. I'd love to hear your show suggestions or any questions that you may have. Stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.